you go, whether you're in Michigan or the United States, it doesn't matter. The battle over the budgets is always, man, it's just rough lately. Everybody's just rough, and in Michigan, no different. The governor going through 147, I believe, line item vetoes, almost $1 billion sliced out of the budget. And if she thought she was going to get a conversation with the Republicans, she might have been a little bit surprised because they don't seem too interested in talking quite yet. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich Studley, the president and CEO with us of the chamber. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here.
The Michigan Chamber is to encourage job creation and economic growth. So we don't seek or accept government funding. Ordinarily, we're not directly involved in the budget process, but it's been a very interesting 7 to 10 days, that's for sure.
You know, I had lunch with Mike Shirky. I guess it was last Thursday, whatever it was. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Anything exciting going on? Everything's good. He was cool as a clam. I mean, he everything's fine. Had a little smile on his face. No hurry to do anything. What does that mean? I mean, do you think that those line item veto items just remain out of the budget? Does the governor think she can push the Republicans to do something she wants? What do you see here? What is the process?
I think the debate is different in Lansing, especially if you're part of state government as opposed to outside of Lansing. And many lawmakers have other careers and represent districts away from Lansing. I think some of what Mike Shirky sees as an entrepreneur is that, for better or worse, we have a balanced budget. Our state constitution is very clear. The legislative and executive branch have shared responsibility. I'm certain the Senate Majority Leader feels like they did their job. They presented the governor with a balanced budget. And in a way, frankly, the governor did her job as well. It's the governor's responsibility to sign or veto budget bills. She signed departmental budgets and then exercised her authority to make line item vetoes, as you indicated, of over $900 million. I think a lot of individuals and groups on both sides of the aisle were very surprised at the number of line item vetoes and the dollar amounts, $375 million in existing revenue to fix the roads, vetoed.
Sure.
$35 million in funding for charter schools, vetoed.
That's well, let me ask you about the road funding. Did the road funding
gap and roads vetoed?
Yeah, did the road funding portion that was vetoed, did that surprise you? It surprised me. I just wonder what your thought was when you saw that portion.
I think it might have been understandable, given the policy difference between the governor and lawmakers, if the governor had vetoed all or part of reallocating existing revenue to fix the roads. I think what surprised and disappointed many individuals outside of state government is over $500 million for county sheriff road patrols, for rural hospitals, for autism, Alzheimer's, and dementia. Veto of the Pure Michigan program and training programs to close the skills gap. I think it's apparent now that many individuals and groups outside of Lansing, outside of state government, were surprised and disappointed by these vetoes. And increasingly, it's apparent that many of these vetoes are seen as unnecessary, unwise, or overtly political.
Overtly political, that's the problem. Rich Studley here with us on the program, president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. So when you look at the accomplishments of this governor, about the only thing I find on the list is the overhaul of no-fault auto insurance. And on Friday of this past week, a lawsuit filed against the governor and the state for that new law, hoping to have it declared unconstitutional. So the one win she has, that fight isn't over yet.
Well, the trial lawyers, the ambulance chasers who feed off the no-fault auto insurance system, were never going to go away or thrown in the towel. You're right. That is a major public policy accomplishment for the governor and legislative leaders. But beyond that, frankly, this hasn't been a very productive legislative session. Endless wrangling over the state budget is unnecessary and unhelpful. We must not allow Lansing to turn into Washington, D.C., where nothing gets done due to gridlock and partisan bickering. At the Michigan Chamber, starting today, we'll be encouraging the governor and legislative leaders to revisit road funding. If they can't or won't reach agreement on road funding, we'll encourage them to move forward to other legislative priorities. And we're already 10 months into the 2019 legislative session. So if they can't agree to fix the roads, if they can't agree to move forward on other legislative priorities, by the end of the week, if we don't see some progress, Steve, at the Michigan Chamber, we'll be advocating that legislative leaders adjourn for the year.
So let me ask you this. We got a couple of minutes left here, Rich. And fix the damn roads. I mean, that is the whole shooting match. It's what she came into office. That was her declaration on the campaign trail. If the governor 10 months in now has made no progress there, and if more time passes and no progress is made, at some point, it would seem to me that has a political price that could be exacted at the polling place come November of next year. I mean, she has to make some progress here. I would say from her point of view, it would have to be imperative, would it not?
We all need to make progress. Steve, you're right. Last year, voters opted for divided government. Elections have consequences. We get that at the Michigan Chamber. But instead of focusing on divided government, we're going to continue to emphasize shared responsibility. The governor and legislative leaders on both sides of the aisle and in both houses have a responsibility, a shared responsibility to move Michigan forward. So we've got to get past the bickering, endless wrangling over the state budget, which is now in place, doesn't serve us well. It's time to revisit road funding, talk about other legislative priorities, or adjourn for the year and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, there you go. I mean, you might as well go home if you're not going to get anything done. You might as well call it a wrap. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, this has been the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Rich Studley with us, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more at michamber.com, michamber.com. Rich, as always, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. Rich Studley, everybody, michamber.com. I believe if she doesn't get something done with the roads, I mean, that's the whole sales pitch. Where do you go from there? We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.